Hello, welcome back. It is Heart Factor 90.3 Nigeria Info and Herring Pod Harker Time Dial. And I'd like to run for just a bit. I've got something in my mind. I'm expressing some thoughts in it. And you're very welcome to express your thoughts and mine all the way till 4 p.m. Now, the matter that inspired my run today is one that's it's a somewhat recent development that's caused a lot of divisions. You hear polarizing opinions and positions being expressed by persons on the subject matter. But I think that more important than certain sentimental it all comes on a sentimental reason, which some persons or persons generally may base their positions. I think it's important to look at things objectively as much as we can. Consider the fact of the matter. It's always important to consider the fact of the matter, of any matter for that matter, in drawing conclusions. Because morality is subjective, even spirituality, and that's why you have things like dogma. You know, what you go to church A, you go to church B, and church A says, you can't watch television, or church B's pastor is on television, and everybody watches television. Church A says you can't make your hair, and church B says you can make your hair. Who's to say that one is more spiritual than the other? But when you focus on facts, and you focus on how the facts affect people's lives, you are more likely to arrive at a logical, reasonable, and rational conclusion, rather than subject matters to purely subjective perspectives or sentimental positions, rather than the fact of the matter. Now, that said, a word to government as well, which is the primary essence of today's rant. Government is in place to solve problems. Problems are never ending. They're like a vicious cycle. We can't get out of them. We can't escape them. But government's job, thankfully, or at least hopefully, is to fix the problems, solve the problems. And in so doing, government many times, if not most times or even all the time, has to design policies and implement these policies in a bid to solving these problems, or sometimes even preempting these problems and ensuring that they don't happen in the first place. Now, policies are good, but policies are only as good as the interest that they serve. I'd like to repeat that. Policies are only as good, or more specifically, government policies are only as good as the interests that they serve. And that's why governments must be careful in designing or implementing policies, and must be certain that at all times, policies designed and implemented by government must be in the interest of the greater good. Policies of government must be in the interest of the greater good. Now, to the main subject of today's rant, you must have heard the story by now, how that the Rivers State government has banned all nightclub activities on Abacha Road in GRA and its environs. On Abacha and its environs in GRA. This ban was announced by the Rivers State governor, Yesim Mweke, during his New Year Day's address, or New Year's address, to Rivers residents. So let's go over to that address right now and take the governor's words specifically, line by line, paragraph by paragraph. Paragraph 33 goes, "Fellow citizens, we also have reason to be concerned about the operations and socially harmful activities of nightclubs within residential areas of our state." Let's start with that. We have reason to be concerned about the operations and socially harmful activities of nightclubs within residential areas of our state. Now, I do concede with the Rivers State government that the activities of nightclubs could have potentially harmful consequences. Not necessarily because they're in residential areas, but wherever it is that they are, whether they're in residential areas or industrial areas. And by the way, I'm not even aware that nightclubs are set up in industrial areas. Well, maybe business areas, maybe, possibly. But quite often, they are also located in residential areas with strict rules and regulations, for example. I believe one of those strict rules and regulations is that they cannot, the activities must not result in noise pollution, because nightclubs, by their very nature, have a tendency to produce a lot of noise, which is good for the nightclub scene, the nightclub scenario, because people who go to nightclubs, I believe, very likely, more often than not, are not going there to have business conversations. Or to go for counseling. They're going there to hear loud music, ranging from inaudible Zazu Ze songs to Grammy winning Bonner Boy tunes. So, and once again, the noise has to be loud. So, expectedly, if a club is located in a residential area, efforts must be made by the club to ensure the noise being produced within the club does not negatively affect residents in that vicinity. And depending on the activities that take place in these clubs, then some of them might be harmful. But then again, the activities of almost any other business does portend some harm to residents around that business. We've had complaints from people who live close to religious places as well, places of worship, like churches. How that once the brethren in church start to kibosh and cast out and bind, nobody there is entitled to any sleep. And if you complain, the kiboshing, the Holy Ghost fire, apparently is burning you and your family members. And some people also who reside beside mosques have complained, and the call to prayers violates their right to some peace and harmony, because it usually comes bled from very loud speakers. So, and by the way, that is God at work, supposedly. Supposedly, even God at work during kabashing or call to prayers disturbs some people. For some people, God at work or the Holy Spirit moving in those places, presumably, has harmful effects on their lives. So, almost anything really has the potentials to negatively affect people's lives, and that's why we have government to regulate. So that said, could the location of some of these clubs have some negative tendencies or harmful effects on those who reside in those vicinities? Yes, they could. Should government attend to them? Absolutely yes. Otherwise, what we're going to have is chaos and anarchy. Now that said, point 34 or paragraph 34, apart from the noise and traffic nuisances suffered by innocent residents, I talked about the noise a while ago, no responsible government should continue to tolerate the open display and solicitation of sexual services, drug abuse, and public intoxication that takes place along the streets and public areas abutting some of these nightclubs, lounges, and bars by the youths, some as young as under 14 years. I do agree. So if we are concerned that young persons who are not of age are being allowed into these places and are doing things that even legally they're not allowed to do, for example, consumption of alcohol, that's wrong. That's wrong, because I believe the legal age for consuming alcohol in the country is 18 years, as I imagine it is in most other parts of the world as well. So if we have evidence that persons below the age of 18 are allowed onto these places and without a show of identification are being allowed to consume alcohol, then something must be done about it. Government has a responsibility to do something about it. If we have evidence that some of these clubs produce noise that negatively affect people around them, government must do something about it. If we feel that the presence of these places poses a traffic nuisance to people around, government must do something about it. I don't know, make the roads wider maybe. Maybe ensure we have traffic wardens there in those vicinities to ensure that traffic is directed and moves accordingly. Because once again, not nightclubs only are responsible for this. Once again, even places where the Holy Spirit is moving, supposedly or presumably, poses this nuisance to residents in those areas as well. There's noise. There's traffic. A lot of our religious places of worship, once they are holding their nights of glory, or Holy Ghost events, it's a traffic is a complete lockdown. You can hardly move. We're all aware of the situation, or we are mostly aware of the situation that existed, maybe still exists, I'm not sure right now, on the Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Every December, every Easter, where retreats are being held by some of the biggest religious bodies in the country. People sleep on the Lagos Ibadan Expressway. People walk tens of kilometers, long distances, because the expressway, the highways are shut down because the Holy Spirit is moving. And even within cities, it happens as well. On Sundays, even here in Port Harcourt, by the time the church is closed down, goodness gracious, you're in trouble. However, have we expressed concern as to the activities of these religious centers where the Holy Spirit is moving and where God is calling us to prayers, and how they negatively affect people's lives, the noise pollution, the traffic? But like I said, it's an issue and government must address it. Government should address it. All I'm saying is these are not necessarily problems peculiar to nightclubs or other recreational centers. Also, it was in paragraph 34, the River State governor talked about open display and solicitation of sexual services. Now, that's wrong. Prostitution, I believe, is illegal. And certain things, by the way, should not be conducted openly. Certain transactions should be left or should be conducted in a person's privacy. But also, there is a way to address that. There's a somewhat simple way to address that. I mean, I've seen on TV when there are areas where solicitation of sexual services is rife and government or security agencies want to do something about it. Simple. Make an example of one or two persons. What could happen is the police, for example, could go undercover to those places. If a person is caught in the act of solicitation, and there is evidence to prove that, while interacting with police personnel who are undercover, you could make arrests, whether it is the person who is soliciting or the person who is offering for an exchange of money or other gratification. By the time you arrest one or two or three or four persons in such places publicly, openly, with evidence, and they're prosecuted, naturally, people are going to stop going there to transact such businesses, especially openly. It can be done. It can be done. Paragraph 35. Consequently, the state government has placed an immediate ban on all nightclub activities, including nighttime trading and street prostitution along Abacha Road and surrounding streets, to stop the harmful effect of these depraved activities on the moral development of our children and society at large. Moral. What is moral? On the news, I think one of our reporters went out and interviewed some persons, did a vox pop, and some people replied and said, yes, it's not good for the moral society, it's immoral. What is immoral? Really, what is? Do you like to consume alcohol? Some other person doesn't want to. Does that make the person a bad person? I don't know. Has the person violated any laws by consuming alcohol? Of course not. Cigarette smoking is discouraged. And by the way, smokers are liable to die young. But we still have cigarettes being sold. People want to go to nightclubs and, you know, hear loud music and do some other things you might consider depraved. But then again, they're still well within their rights to do so. Does that violate any law? No, it doesn't. And by the way, honorables and excellencies also visit nightclubs, just in case we don't know. Ushers and that lady doing special number on Sunday morning probably left the club around 2 a.m. Sunday morning as well, before going to deliver a special number during second service or first, second and third service. Who am I to judge her? But a very important question for me here is, why ban nightclub activities on Abacha Road. Now, every concern that the government has identified with the operations of these nightclubs and lounges, especially on Abacha Road, are not peculiar to Abacha Road. You have lots of nightclubs and lounges in the GRA, in new GRA, maybe even old GRA, especially new GRA, and they're all in residential areas. They're all in residential areas. Now, if you say that these persons who are publicly soliciting sexual services and the rest of that are a problem on Abacha Road and you move them from there, what's to stop them from going to Woji Road? And by the way, let's not kid ourselves. They are already on Woji Road. What's to stop them from going to Evo Road? And let's not kid ourselves once again, Your Excellency. They are already on Evo Road. What's to stop them from going to King Perekule? And let's not deceive ourselves as well, Your Excellency. They're already on King Perekule. And every other such place in GRA where you have nightclubs and lounges. Our sisters in the Lord are there as well. I am not holding brief for them. I am saying if we want to stop public solicitation, and we probably should, there are ways of going about it. If we want to address noise pollution, we can do that as well. If people are affected by it. If we want to address traffic, we can do that. The activities of some nightclubs and lounges also causes traffic on Woji Road. And by the way, we have nightclubs and lounges in other parts of Port Harcourt besides GRA. And these activities that we are concerned with, as far as these clubs and lounges are concerned on Abacha Road in GRA, take place at these other clubs and lounges outside of GRA in Port Harcourt. We have the noise in some cases. We have the sexual solicitation or public solicitation of sexual services as well. So why aren't we banning all of them? Why aren't we concerned about all of them? What is it with Abacha Road? So are there concerns, are there things we should be concerned with the activities of these clubs and these bars and these lounges, whether they're on Abacha Road or any other road, whether they're in GRA or any other part of Port Harcourt? Possibly yes, there are things we should be concerned about. But can we fix these things without banning their activities? And let's not forget, by the way, we have an unemployment crisis on our hands. We are not creating jobs for people. And a reminder, by the way, flyovers do not create jobs, at least not sustaining jobs. Lots of people get their livelihoods legally, by the way, from the operations of these bars, these lounges, and these clubs. We have managers, we have waitresses and waiters, we have cooks, we have security men, we've got bouncers. We've got other entertainers who just go there either to sing or to mime or to rap or to dance or whatever it is. We have people who just help people park their vehicles and they get a livelihood from that. Just, master, welcome sir, park here. I don't know, when the person's leaving, they get 100, they get 200 naira, maybe 500 or 1,000 naira, depends on how happy or how many bottles the patron has downed. And they get something from that. If we ban all of these places, if we ban all of these clubs and these lounges, it is no doubt going to affect the livelihoods of a lot of people. And I'm not just talking about the owners, by the way, who might be well off, but even if they are well off, they probably got bank loans. They probably got investors who are breathing down their neck, who they need to pay back or pay returns to. What happens to them? What happens to all of these people? So we must, I'm not saying that the concerns of government are not tenable. Yes, they are. Do they need to be addressed? Yes, they are. What I'm saying is this. These concerns are not peculiar to Abacha Road and GRA. We can fix the concerns without shutting down all the clubs and lounges or bars on Abacha Road in GRA. And conclusively, when government designs policies, let's ensure that it's for the greater good and serves the greater good's interest. On that note, I end my round. Thanks for listening. Hope I didn't bore you. Any thoughts of mine? Let's hear it. It's got a few minutes to go before 4 p.m. The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, or 0817-93-0007. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH, and WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. Please keep it brief, straight to the point. Once the call is answered, do turn down the volume of your radio set. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome.
Reverend Mr. Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, so my name is Moki from Rumola.
Go ahead.
Let me say that you've almost touched every area of the conversation. Honestly, this is, on my own side, is wrong. For what the, especially the manner in which the government is in banning that those club. Thus, if you watch, number one, there is no job at the moment that has been, you know, produced by the government. And banning those clubs, are you complaining about the underage children, you know, their activities there, or is it the club? That's one thing I never understand. Because they keep telling me 14 years, 13 years. Have you verified? And is it truly that is the children that are the problem that are carrying out all those activities that they are mentioning there, or is it the club? And if it is the club, why not ban your club in your River State? You know, so it's a call for concern. That's my, I have once angered there with the sports gang, you know, to do one or two conversation about football, you know, which the country also involves in football. We angered there to watch football. I've angered in one of those clubs to watch Anthony Joshua, which I know it's more important, it's interesting to anger there. So if they say they are banning club, they are using club for illegal activity, my brother, I don't know which other way you can analyze this for people to understand.
Great to hear from you, sir, but I must move on right now, though. Hello, Hard Facts 913.
Hello, Dayo.
Hi, go ahead.
Yes, good day. My name is Tango, and I'm calling from Rumi.
Go ahead.
In as much as your sense of prison might be objective, I also differ from what you are saying.
That's fine, go ahead.
Because I think that if you look at what has been going on there, it contributes to moral and societal decadence, which you and me know that is not good for the society. And besides, if we must stop a thing, there must be a beginning. There must be a starting point. I think what we can do for the state government now.
So you're saying that this is the beginning of banning all nightclubs in Portal in Rivers State?
No, I'm not saying that the ban is okay, but I'm saying that the reason for the ban is the moral decadence. If you look at it from that angle, we can appeal to the governor to tamper justice.
No, I don't want the governor to tamper anything. I want the problems to be fixed. If we're saying that public...
The problem can be fixed if we all rise up and condemn what is bad.
No, I mentioned those things that may be banned, the noise pollution, the public sexual solicitation. Those may not be right. Those can be fixed.
But you can agree with me, there must be a certain place.
By banning all of them.
It's not maybe the government may have overstepped the bans, but I think that we need to identify something and call it bad.
I don't think I called any of those things good in the course of my rant. Did I?
Can I give you an example?
Okay, go.
Personal experience.
No, hold on. No, I have to move on shortly. Did I call any of those things good?
No, I don't think you called them.
Okay, all right. All right, your thoughts are noted, sir. I must move on right now. Hello, Hard Facts, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria.
Hello, go ahead.
This is Takuku from Okeche.
Go ahead, please. All right, let's see what's happening via WhatsApp. Don, His Excellency has an axe to grind with a nightclub owner along that road. To single it out for closure will be so obvious, hence the blanket clampdown on the whole clubs along the Abacha Road. Time will tell. Nasome Prashto Smart Dial, good evening. If the government is concerned about these sexual activities being carried out in public, they could call this place's red light district, so you know what you're going to see when you get there. No, that may not work as well, especially if they are in residential areas. And by the way, I don't think Nigeria's law allows for so-called red light districts. All right, I don't think so. Dial, good day. Soliciting for sex takes place everywhere, even in our streets, and not just at Bacho Road. And that's from Annie. All right. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Hello, Nigeria FM.
You're welcome. Go
ahead. Good afternoon. So, for those club nights, they suspended. For me, it does not give you room.
Hello? Hello, 913?
Hello,
Hi, go ahead.
Okay, I listened to that podcast. And correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think the governor banned club or clubbing activity along the Abata stretch. He only banned the cocktails and illegal drugs sales that was on there.
I'm going to quote the owner of Casablanca. You need to slow down.
Casablanca nightclub.
I'm sure you can understand. Once again, I'm sure you can hear me. For the last time, sir, I'm sure you can hear me. Thank you very much. Now, here's what the governor said, and I'm quoting right now from the governor's address, paragraph 35. Consequently, the state government has placed an immediate ban on all nightclub activities, including nighttime trading and street prostitution along Abacho Road and surrounding streets. What does that mean to you?
Okay, I was there 2 days ago on the Abacho stretch.
No. Forget about what you may have seen. I'm asking you what that statement I just quoted right now. What does it mean?
It means what you're saying, that the governor banned clubbing activities on that stretch.
Okay, so what are you saying then?
But what I'm saying, I'm not doubting or saying you're lying, but the part of the broadcast I got, I listened to.
This is the broadcast.
But I'm telling you, the owner of the Casablanca, the former Casablanca nightclub, commended, it's on public space, commended the governor for what he did, that she has been waiting for this for quite some time now. Once you mention Casablanca, what comes to your mind is nocturnal activities. I don't know if you've been there, but I'm telling you what I know. And I passed there after this harassment. It's saying the club activities are going on. If you're in the club, go into the club and have your phone. Once the handle along the person traffic by 2 a.m. you're having traffic on that Abacho stretch.
What's the point you're making, finally? What's the point you're making?
The point I'm making is that Abacho road stretch. A lot of illicit activities go on there.
So you're saying that the club should not be banned, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Great to hear from you. And that's the summary of my rant, by the way. That's it. I'm not saying that whatever constitutes a nuisance on a bachelor should not be addressed. I'm saying if we have a problem, fix the problem. If your finger hurts you, you don't cut off your whole hand. That's what I'm saying.